You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Schools around Central Ohio took a cautious approach to the academic year. Many of them started remote and pledged to return to entirely distance learning should cases spike. Ohio has seen a tremendous increase of coronavirus cases this month, but most schools are still doing at least partial classroom learning. WOSU's Paige Flager reports on teachers' response. How are you doing, Paige?
Good. How are you, Claire?
Just fine. So you talk to a lot of Franklin County teachers from districts other than Columbus City Schools. We're not going to use their name because they fear that they might lose their jobs if they speak out, but just give us a sense of what they said.
Yeah, so many say that they feel like the bar keeps shifting as to when they might return to remote learning, and they don't necessarily trust that decisions are being made based solely on what's good for public health. So one teacher from Southwestern City Schools said when Franklin County turned red on the emergency map, teachers just kind of assumed that they would return to virtual learning, but that did not end up happening. Southwestern has reported 50 student and teacher cases last week and is in the top five for cumulative cases of any school in the state. A spokeswoman for the district says that it's important to look at that in context. They're also one of the largest districts with students attending school in person in the state. Now, Franklin County Health Commissioner Joe Mazzola says he understands this might be confusing for teachers, but that the health department and school districts are kind of learning as they go.
It was in the best interest of public health to make that recommendation that our schools start virtually in the absence of a complete understanding of how the virus may or may not be transmitting within the classroom. As we have learned, as we've talked about over the last couple of months, we have seen limited number of cases associated with exposure within the school building.
He says now they've gotten more specific district-level data to go on, plus predictive modeling that takes into account things like absences to predict if spread might be coming. And what they see from that data is that COVID-19 is not spreading within the school, within the classroom.
So how are they determining if COVID is spreading in schools as opposed to just showing up in schools?
So it's contact tracing mostly, but teachers actually have a lot of concern about how well contact tracing is being done. Many teachers say they're often within 6 feet of students or other teachers for 15 minutes, which is what's qualified as like a close contact, but they aren't notified if someone's absent because of COVID-19. Administrators often say they can't share that specific information because of HIPAA. One Pickerington teacher said that she doesn't think all of the necessary people are being contact traced. And oftentimes when they ask questions about if someone's out because of COVID, they are not able to get answers. But a Pickerington spokesman contradicts that, saying basically that principals work with teachers to do that contact tracing when a student is sick. Plus, this is made even more confusing by the fact that staffers at several districts like Pickerington and New Albany Plain local schools were also told if they wear surgical masks that it doesn't matter if they're exposed to someone with COVID-19, that they would not need to quarantine. And this is guidance from Franklin County Public Health and the CDC, but Joe Mazzola says that that's only supposed to be applied to certain staff members who have to be in close contact with students. And Pickerington just last week amended that guideline, basically saying even if a teacher is wearing that mask, they may still have to quarantine.
Let's talk about quarantining, because presumably if a teacher has to quarantine, that puts stress on the ability to do in-person class.
Schools here in Franklin County are struggling with a lack of substitute teachers. And if a teacher is out on quarantine, then their students might be split up and put into other classes, or teachers might have to cover different classes during their planning periods, which means that they're taking on kind of an increased risk of exposure. And that's part of the reason that some schools like Reynoldsburg and Groveport Madison have made the decision to switch back to remote learning.
Paige Flager, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Claire.